Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
Brian Lehrer on WNYC, and many New Yorkers are familiar with the city's handful of specialized high schools, as they're called, like Stuyvesant and Bronx Science, that rely on a single highly competitive academic entrance exam for admission. But you may not know that there are actually many different types of high schools across the city that have a specific focus and varying degrees of competitive admission. Our Beth Vertig, contributing editor for education at WNYC and schoolbook.org, has a story today on the good intentions but imperfect application process for these schools. Hi, Beth.
Hi, Brian.
And let me start with a clip from your piece of Chef Tulloch, is that how you say his name?
Yes.
Talking about Food and Finance High School in Hell's Kitchen, where he works.
They have to wash pots and dishes and put things away and organize. And safety is extremely important because the kitchen can be a dangerous place.
Food and Finance High School, that's a thing.
Yes, and it's one of over 100 schools that were created during the Bloomberg era to break up big failing high schools. Food and Finance is located in what used to be Park West High School, which had a low graduation rate and was known for violence. And there's six schools in that building, including one for hospitality management, another for design and construction. And so Food and Finance is the most specialized of those schools because it also has a career certificate program that kids can get. It's a career and technical education program. But like all the other schools in that building, small schools of 400 kids or so, it doesn't really get any say in screening its applicants to see who's most interested.
So what's the admission process?
Well, it's called, the city calls this limited unscreened. And what that really means is, unlike a screened school, which focuses on academics, and there's, you know, about 160 of those around the city, or programs within high schools that look at academics and grades, these schools were really created to focus on a theme that would engage kids at these low-performing high schools and help them stay in school and do better. But what happens is a kid applies to a school, and you're allowed to list up to 12 schools when you apply to high school, which is what's happening this fall. And the only priority the schools have when they look at the kids, they don't see how a kid ranked the school. A kid could rank the school number one or rank the school number 12. The only priority are kids who either attend an open house at the school or go to a high school fair and sign their name on a list. So if Food and Finance is at the high school fair in the Bronx, for example, a kid passes by, signs their name on a list. That kid is then thrown into a lottery. So all the kids who get priority because they sign their name, meaning some just signed their name because they thought Food and Finance sounded cool, or they came to the open house and they really want to be a chef, they all get the same amount of priority. And then just by lottery, a kid who really wanted the school could be bumped out by another kid who didn't even really know what it was about. And the chef says they like the name Food and Finance. They think they're going to get good lunch every day.
Or you had a clip of a kid in your piece who said, oh, I'm not really interested in cooking, but my parents wanted me to go to school in Manhattan.
Exactly. This happens all the time.
Listeners, are you or is your child in one of the schools that has a specific focus, and does it work for you? Is there ever a problem, in your opinion, if we happen to have anybody in a family who's relevant to this, that the population of your fellow students or your child's fellow students is too uninterested in the particular theme of the school, or anything you want to ask Beth about the admissions process for these schools? 212-433-WNYC, 433-9692. You want to give people a little more idea of the range of the many, many schools that have themes?
Yeah, it's enormous. You know, if you go through the high school directory, which is over 400 schools and 700 or so programs, which would include programs within some schools, there are things like, when we just talk about these themed schools that the city focused on over the past 15 years, Bronx High School for Health and Medicine, Software Academies, Violin and Dance, Professional Arts Academy, Advertising, Civil Rights, Legal Studies, Hospitality and Management. These are all theme schools, and they're different, or sometimes they overlap, with the old career and technical education schools that we think of, the old vocational model schools, which have like a special state certificate, like they have more professional staff.
Like aviation high school.
Exactly.
In Queens,
aviation,
transit tech,
and even food and finance are technically career and technical education schools where the kids get these certificates. But some of those CTE schools, as they're called, do have a screening system, like aviation and transit tech. These older schools still have a screening system for academics, but food and finance, one of the newer ones, does not. And then there's all these other complications. Like, so I've listed all these other names of schools with themes that don't have a screening system. Some of them also offer technical programs like software engineering. Those schools don't get to screen at all, and a lot of their kids are mostly boys. So some of them have said, hey, we'd like to be able to at least have a gender balance. Food and finance has wanted to screen for interest by having the kid come for an interview maybe so that they get the kids who truly want to be there. Then through some other quirk in the system, a few of these new high schools with themes do screen for academics, like the Bronx High School of Health and Medicine.
Huh.
So that school gets to look at a kid's grades and attendance. Doesn't mean they're always going to get the stellar kids, but they will screen for attendance at least, and you know, get to at least, you know, weed out the kids who don't have any academic interests. So it's a mishmash.
Was your piece motivated in part by principals of these various theme schools wanting to be able to screen by interest or other ways?
Yeah. I mean, I've heard from several schools, some who did not want to go on the record, by the way, because they're scared of being punished by the DOE, that they would like a way to screen for interest. They know that it would be very complicated, though, because let's face it, at 13, what do the kids really know? And you can't count on them all being able to make it to an interview when they're 13 years old. And I just want to say that, you know, when I asked the chancellor's people about this, what they came back at me with were two things. The onus is really on the schools to do a better job of marketing. Hold your open house. Explain what you are, which a lot of them say they do. And then to also, they've put out a school search tool so that it's a little easier for parents to look up the schools, but they don't want to screen, because they say that it just adds additional hurdles. They don't want to be more exclusive. And, you know, that's not what most of these theme schools were created for. Like I said, they replaced failing schools. And overall, while their grades went up, you know, they have higher graduation rates than they used to have. Because they don't screen for academics at all, they do tend to get a lot of kids who have attendance problems, lower grades. So they're doing better, but it's a real mix of kids that they draw.
I think we have a relevant story from John in Manhattan. John, you're on WNYC.
Hey, Brian. How are you today?
Good. Thanks for calling.
Okay. I was just calling. I was listening to what your guest was saying about food and finance high school. My son, he's 18 now. Since he was 4 years old, he always wanted to be a chef. That's all he ever talked about. We went through the process. We did the open house. We did the fairs, the school fairs that you go to. We jumped through every hoop you could jump through to get him preferred on that list. And the school was number one on his list, and he ended up getting in the number six school.
Mm. Well, yes, this is because of this lottery system that I mentioned. That
it's a joke.
Because they get so many kids ranking the school, because they want to go there, and because the only screen they can use is whether you signed up at a high school fair or went to the open house, they wind up with so many kids in the pool who are eligible that there's no way to weed out the kids who don't want to go and prefer the kid like your son who did all the homework and really wanted to go.
But they say that 75% of all the high school applicants get their first, second, or third choice.
Yes, but there's a big difference between a kid who says, number one for food and finance because I want to be a chef, and a kid who put it down number three because her mom told her, hey, go to school in Manhattan.
John, good luck to your son. Glad he's through high school, age 18. Whew, that part's over. It's never easy, no matter what high school you go to. Jim in Jersey, you're on WNYC. Hi, Jim.
Hey, how are you?
Good.
I certainly understand the other caller's point of view, but you know, the other side to this is it, you know, that ripe old age of 13, 14, 15, the child may not know enough and what's going to pique their interest. And I think, you know, you said, well, if it sounds cool, they're signing up and throwing their hat in the ring. And if they end up there is, you know, some first level of spark there, why not let them follow it? And maybe it does become a great career opportunity for them.
Yeah, and I heard that from some principals that, look, you know, we get kids who aren't into it. Sometimes they leave after ninth grade. Very few do. But, you know, that kid who comes to construction and design high school, School for Construction and Design, he might decide after a couple of semesters, I like these three-dimensional art classes. It's more interesting than a regular high school. I want to stay. But, you know, that doesn't always happen. Some of them don't like it at all. And, you know, so it's fulfilling the mission of engaging kids. But the thing I hear again and again are there's different levels of theme high schools. Some give the kids a lot more options. So if they're not really into it, they could take more electives as they get older. But others, like food and finance, are really heavy on the theme. So, you know, maybe it's time to revisit this is what people are saying.
And you note in the piece that even with this choice and lottery system, kids with poor grades wind up being concentrated in schools with low graduation rates.
Exactly. And that's, again, driven by the choice system, which is what the IBO, the Independent Budget Office, and a researcher at NYU have both found again and again, is that the choice process works. It's just that not everyone has equal access to the choices, you know, to getting the best information from a guidance counselor or a well-informed adult. And so kids with low grades and who are going to failing or low-performing middle schools often just pick their neighborhood high school that's not doing very well.
And so one of the suggestions in your piece for improving the match is making it easier for families to search for high schools using the software called School Finder.
Yes.
So just tell people what that is, and it can your own education website here at WNYC, schoolbook.org, also serve as a tool.
Yes, exactly. The DOE put out this new school search tool. You can go on the Department of Education website and look for school search, and you can stick in all the different types of interests that you have, and it'll help you sort through the schools a little better and then save them as you go along. So it's just to help the sorting process. You can also look at schoolbook.org, where we have some statistics about the schools, and I urge you to read the article that's on our website today with the radio story, because it definitely goes into more depth about the matching process. It's an algorithm. It's in a lottery. It's everything all in one.
Great. WNYC's Beth Fertig, contributing editor for Education, with her new story on the theme high schools, the so many of them in New York City, and the variability in how you get in and the very imperfect match between interest in the theme and admission. Beth, thanks a lot for the story.
You're welcome.
Brian Mara, WNYC.